we're going to talk about creating buy-in and personal connection. The usual way that we may have been used to is what we are calling stale mission statements. Some companies have mission statements about as appetizing and inspiring as a slice of stale bread. And I don't know if you've ever worked someplace where there was a really lame or stale mission statement. I know I have. And I'll tell you a quick story about that. And it's a story I call Laminated Mission Statement. And basically, the first 5 years working there, we had five different mission statements. Well, there's no time to commit to anything or let anything develop before it changes again. And so it got real confusing. And, you know, after a while, you kind of get jaded and, you know, somebody may stop you in the hall and say, what's our mission statement? We didn't know it. Mm-hmm. So what we did, we being just about all of us in middle management, is we laminated the mission statement in a size we could put in wallets, purses, pockets, and we carried them around with us. We really did. We actually did that. Nice. Because we would be stopped sometimes and say, what's the mission statement? So, you know, you'd palm it, look at it real quick, and, you know, at least paraphrase it, do your best. But what that told me was that really no one was really connecting with it. If we had to make that much of an effort to hear the same words, something's wrong.
Right.
So anyway, mission statements, or should I say, here's the problem with mission statements, is that they are imposed on people rather than created by them, standing in the way of collective buy-in.
Yeah, you know, the better way is the overall power of story, right? It illustrates the overall power of story. And that's the kind of mission statement, or at least that concept, where other people are engaged in the creation of, you know, and if not in the creation, then at least in the cascading of it throughout the organization or throughout the project team or whatever the case might be. Because what we're going to talk about throughout this program applies to large organizations or to small project teams, to people who are, you know, paid employees or people who are volunteers. So, like I said, the better way illustrates this kind of the power of story. And story is the single most effective way to motivate, inspire, to move, incite, amaze, amuse, delight. Think about the last time you read something that made you feel engaged and connected. Chances are it wasn't a textbook or a news clipping, and chances are it wasn't something that was laminated, unless it's something that you laminated. Because it was important to you and you wanted to preserve. And see, and so right there, that starts to hint at something we're going to talk about a heck of a lot in this program, in the sections to come, which is connection. So even if you don't think a story is being told, you know, it really is. And it can be as simple as one sentence or statement.
And I'd like to give you an example of that. One statement, if you will. I was working with a client, his name is Mark, and we were working on strategies of action to bring his personal brand as a leader to vivid reality for within the division that he leads. And that's when he said something. He said, I want them to date nail their work. Now, I say that very carefully so you can hear it, because that's, you know, I want them to date nail their work. So he is an experienced professional in the power utility industry. So it was clear that he was holding up a metaphor in this one simple statement. And I was captivated by that. I had no idea what he meant. So I had to ask him. And so for many years, here's what he told me. Linemen would set the poles. And you know, these were always in the past wood. Now there's a lot of metal poles. But they would set these wood poles. And they would drive a date nail into the newly placed wood to record the date of installation. So the nail actually had a date embedded in the head. You've probably seen these in the pole, big nails. And that's what they're for. But Mark explained to me how, as a matter of recognition, he had the initials of each lineman added to their supply of date nails. So it was not about necessarily at that point knowing who placed which pole. It was an acknowledgement of the pride already exhibited by the individual lineman. And this was assurance that this individual's work was a significant contribution to a larger story. Hmm. So he had taken this even further, you know, into the all the other jobs that I want them to date nail their work. Well, they all got it because they were all in this industry. They understood that historical picture of what date nailing meant. So a story creates a space where listeners can insert themselves and gain the understanding that creates buy-in, which ultimately sets us up to work together to build the bigger story. So as a leader of your project, you will show others the future in present commitments and actions through the power of story.
Now, in the welcome, we asked you to identify and write down, remember, writing down is important, a current project or body of work where you need to gain buy-in with appropriate constituents and stakeholders. So in order to prepare for the rest of the course, we want you to take some time and list the three biggest challenges you anticipate facing in order to build trust for effective collaboration and implementation in this project or body of work. Put the list aside, but hold on to it for later. In part two, which we mentioned is the explore part, we're going to explore the rhythm and the power of story. So when you're ready, we'll see you in the next section.